to 5-Minute History. I'm your host, Meg Norman, and today we will be talking about John Dee and his search for answers. John Dee was very interested in many things, including alchemy and astrology. Astrology is the study of the constellations and the zodiac to help predict the human trends and future events. Astrology was very popular in the Renaissance and in many places before, like Greece, the Middle East, and Asia. It is still very popular today, but usually isn't seen as a real science. Alchemy used transmutation, which is turning one substance into another. The most popular practice was turning lead into gold. Many have claimed to have successfully done this, but it has never been proven to be true. Another very common practice was the search for eternal life. This was called the elixir of life or the sorcerer's stone. It was thought that if you mix the right substances together, eternal life could be unlocked. Alchemy was very popular in the Renaissance, but has been proven to be false since and is not practiced anymore. Dee loved to learn and was able to receive a very good education. He was interested in many things, including astrology, alchemy, philosophy, and mathematics, but he chose to study math and chemistry at the University of Cambridge. When Dee graduated, he was offered many jobs at different universities, but he turned them all down because he wanted to work with the government. But Queen Mary was the leader at the time, and she did not trust him because he was a Protestant and she was Catholic, and she didn't trust anything that could be seen as working with the devil. She didn't even trust people who were interested in math. Queen Mary had arrested Dee and put him in prison for 3 months because she thought he was conjuring spirits, but he was proven innocent and was soon released. When Queen Elizabeth I ascended to the throne, she was interested in Dee's practices. Dee told her what day her coronation should be on, based off of astrological predictions, and he often tutored her in math, and she would listen to him talk about all of his new ideas and thoughts. She trusted Dee's opinion and would often go to him for advice. Dee was also interested in cartography. He often made maps and navigational devices to help captains and was in favor of colonial expansion. For a time, Dee assisted other nobles in trying to help them find gold based off of his astrological predictions. Because of Dee's love for education, he held over 4,000 manuscripts and books. He would collect books to gain all the education he could. He would collect books from the past and ones that had just been published. He would often write and draw in his books, which is how we know which ones are his now. He would sign his name and draw pictures of what he was thinking about. Dee also wrote his own books on what he had discovered in his studies. As Dee got older, he began to work with a man named Edward Kelly. He had worked with men like Kelly before. They were people who have claimed to have visions or be able to converse with spirits. Kelly told Dee that he could have visions, but he was more known as a criminal and a forger, and he most likely was just tricking Dee for money. But Dee was very invested in the partnership. He might have been just a little bit too naive, but Dee believed that he could hear the conversations of angels and would try to write down what they were telling him in long codes and thought he could unlock the secret language that they had invented. Dee believed in truth, truth with a capital T. He thought that if he learned enough and tried hard enough, God would reveal him the answers of the universe. He believed all the answers were hidden and he just had to find them. Even after Kelly moved on to other work, Dee kept looking for answers. Some scholars called this a delusion, that he was searching for something that could never be found. But Dee even thought he could fix the problems between the Protestants and the Catholics at the time, and God would grant him that power to fix it. This optimism might have led to the downfall of Dee. He died alone and in poverty after searching for his whole life. When I was first doing my research on John Dee, I did not like him at all. I thought he was boring and maybe a little bit crazy, but the more I got to know him, the more I liked him. I first thought Dee's search was foolish, that he was wasting his life practicing pseudosciences and could have accomplished much more if he had put his mind to something real. But now, I like his hope. I think he was so optimistic that even if he had found out that he would not accomplish what he wanted, I don't think he would have stopped looking. Dee never gave up on his work. He always tried to find answers and genuinely thought he would be the one to fix the world's problems and make it a better place. Dee left behind many works we can study today and should be remembered as a person of great knowledge despite the ways he tried to understand life. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this small introduction to John Dee.